Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. 6 million Spanish children have been able to leave their homes for the first time in 6 weeks as the government relaxed one of Europe's strictest coronavirus lockdowns. Those under 14 may go out for an hour a day accompanied by an adult, but parks and playgrounds remain closed. One boy said he felt it had been 100 years since he'd been out on his scooter, but some other children have felt afraid to go out after the long confinement. Damien Grammaticus reports.
In an address to the nation, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez urged parents to be responsible and exercise extreme caution. Adults in Spain are still only allowed out to get food or medicine or for essential work. Mrs. Sanchez said if the number of new infections continues to decline, then from next weekend, people will be allowed to exercise outside.
A Yemeni separatist group, the Southern Transitional Council, has declared self-rule in Aden and its surrounding area, breaking away from the central government. The STC has announced a state of emergency and deployed troops on the streets. Here's our Arab Affairs analyst, Alan Johnston.
Yemen has endured more than 5 years of war. The Houthi rebel movement has been fighting a pro-government coalition. But that coalition has included forces in the south that have long wanted independence for their region. Now they've made their move, declaring self-rule in the city of Aden. So the government's alliance has ruptured, and this is bad for Saudi Arabia. It backs the government's side in the civil war, but the Saudis' allies now look hopelessly divided.
Britain's stand-in leader Dominic Raab has said the government must be cautious about easing its lockdown to avoid a second spike in coronavirus cases. Mr. Raab told the BBC a resurgence of the disease would damage the economy and public confidence. He said social distancing would continue for some time.
I think with the lockdown, it's not just been a strain on people physically, economically. I think there is a lot of mental health challenges, and anyone with small children will know that. So we do want to look, when it's safe, when it's responsible, at ways to allow more outdoors activities to take place. But again, we've got to have the evidence that that is a sure-footed step and doesn't allow coronavirus to get a grip back on the country. Sure.
Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, said that governments had to hold an open and frank conversation with the public. German medical wholesalers say they've almost run out of masks as covering the face in shops and on public transport becomes compulsory nationwide from Monday. The country's third largest supplier said despite some stockpiling, demand was outstripping supply. Many German states have stressed that a scarf across the nose and mouth will do. This is the latest world news from the BBC.